So today we begin what we very much look forward to as a delicious series of conversations and wonderful interactions that is all about the practical havingness of cash. So we'll talk a little bit about each of our terms. We'll start with the one that we've been talking about the most of late, which is cash. So cash is what is extant. It's what you have. It's the currency notes that are in your hand, the coins that are in your wallet or your purse or in the jar or in your pocket, or the things that you find behind the front seat that you can then trade in for a lollipop or a popsicle, as the case may be. It's whatever it is that you have in the bank to your credit. It's what you have available to you right now to use. It is extant. It exists. It is not money. Money is that which you're projecting and that which you're remembering, but it's not money. We're talking about cash. So since you cannot have money, but you can have cash, the havingness, this is a word, of course, that we've just made up, that basically all we're talking about is putting your attention on what you have. That's the havingness. I have this. You do this all of the time with quite literally everything that you have. Most every bit of difficulty that you run into in terms of your perception has to do with resisting your awareness of what you have. So in the case of cash, when you resist the awareness of how much cash you have, what you're really doing is then beginning to project that idea, that particular method, form, very specific way that abundance shows up, and projecting it out into the future. So it's as simple as this: I don't have enough right now, I'll have more later. The I'll have more later, or I used to have enough, but now I don't have enough because I spent, or I didn't manage, or I didn't handle, or I didn't do. So again, the regret of the past or the projection into the future. The projection into the future is just simply what you're doing temporarily to delude yourself into believing that there's going to be a thing that will happen between here and there that will cause you to have more. So in other words, you're taking a mechanical notion, a very practical, a very logical, practical to a point, but we'll get to that in a moment, but certainly a very logical step in saying, okay, well, if I do this, then I'll get that. Now, we're not saying you shouldn't do things. In fact, we would suggest that you do whatever it is that feels better to do in the moment of the doing. That's another havingness. You're having the expansive notion of the action as you do it. You have it. And so in those terms, when you are ignoring, when you're offering resistance to the havingness, what you're doing is saying, when I do this thing that I don't like, I will get something better down the road, either in just a moment or in 5 minutes or in 5 years, because I've been virtuous or I have been doing the right thing that's stored up the goodness that then will come later. There's a lot of very sound ethics and morality behind that idea, and we don't really agree with that, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about ethics or morals or the law. We're talking about metaphysics, and ethics, morals, and the law arise out of metaphysics. They exist as ideas that you use to construct your reality, just like time, just like the notion of other people, just like your idea of self being an individuated idea separate and apart from the fullness of who you really are. These are all ideas and tools that you have, but they do not govern. They are part of the system that you have created through the power of your intention, coming into form and into shape that is right for you at the right time in the right place, that's useful. But it isn't useful when you deny its presence, when you try to make it into something that it isn't, when you resist having what it is that you have in order to satisfy the idea of something that will come later. Essentially, you're sacrificing the present, which you can't really do, but you can try to do, in order to placate the unknown that you can then get rid of and have a more secure future. This is the biggest thing right here. This is the whole reason why money is such a big topic. Money is a guarantee of later. Money is an idea that later I will be safe. Later I will get what I need. Later everything will work out. Later it will all be okay. But it's actually okay now. And in order to truck with money, you have to deny how well things are happening right at this moment, not how well in a spectrum of like, well, it's bad and then it's middling and then it's good and then it's well. No, it's not a spectrum. Everything right now is the leading edge. Everything right now is the pinnacle. Everything right now is as good as it will ever be until the next moment. You deny this in order to truck with money, in order to deal with money, in order to handle money, in order to deal with money. And there's no need to deal with money because money doesn't exist. There's only cash, and that is what you have right now. Every idea that you put your attention on amplifies. So when you notice the havingness of what you have in this moment, that idea amplifies into more. When you try to deal with or manage or handle something that will come later, you're denying what you have and making it harder to actually have more of what you're wanting. It's quite a paradox. And most of you have a very, very, very long experience of doing this. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that doesn't actually mean much of anything. It just may feel very normal and very usual that this is that thing that you should be doing. And everyone knows that this is what you should be doing. When in fact, no one knows. You're the only one who knows. And you know right now about who you are, where you are right in this moment. It's the only thing that you really know, but it's the most important thing to know. In fact, it's the single most important thing because it's the only thing that has any impact, that has any effect, that has any means whatsoever of having any possible helpful quality to it. It's only here and now. And as we said just a moment ago, this is the pinnacle of your experience. It's never been as good as it is now, and it never will be better until the next moment, and then in the next moment, and then the next moment, and the next moment, and the next moment. Because you are quite literally on the leading edge of the expansive nature of the unconditional love that you are. That's who you are. And that includes everything that you've qualified and quantified as a mistake, as something you shouldn't have done, as a sin, as an error, as something that deserves or merits or requires forgiveness, as something that's tragic or terrible or awful, from soup to nuts, anything you can imagine. None of it is really true. The only meaning it has is that which you're giving it. The only thing that ever happened in the past is what is happening now, unconditional love. And that gives you the freedom to package, handle, manage, deal with as much or as little as you want. We would suggest doing it as little as you possibly can. Not because you're going to get away with something or skirt something, but because it's the baby's finger that moves the mountain. It's the least amount of effort that actually brings about the maximal result. The more you try to get something, the more you're actually emphasizing how much you don't have it. But when you back up and just let things happen for you, and they will in abundance, they are right now, oxygen being the number one, being the top of that list, always at the top. Oxygen is happening for you right now in magical, mysterious, and fabulous ways. And you, knowing yourself as you, do not exist without the presence of oxygen. In order to have that body that you so heavily identify with, you have to have oxygen. So you're doing a pretty good job already at the basics. And the basics is basically everything, because there's really no more complicated thing than just basically breathing in and out. That's why when you put your attention on your breath and you recognize, I'm just breathing in and I'm breathing out, it's very relaxing and very relieving. Now we come to the practical part, the practical havingness of cash. And this is what we really want to emphasize through this conversation today, through the balance of today's conversation. Practical is not logical. Practical is that which is rendering of itself to you. In other words, that in its application, it's immediately useful and helpful. Not later on, that's logical. But right now, the practical havingness of cash is simply its recognition. That's it. Now, as we said in our introduction to this particular series of conversations, there's going to be some blowback from this idea. Because it sounds like, to the logical interpretation, that what we're saying is don't do anything. But that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is do everything. Do whatever it is that pleases you. What you'll notice is that the topics that you are the most allowing of are the ones that are the easiest. Now, you think it's the other way around, that the reason why you're allowing of it is because it's easy. But that's not actually what's going on. Because you're easy with it and open to it, it's easy with you and open to you and expansive and just simple and not a big deal. One of the things that we do not talk about very often, although it's sort of underlying in a lot of the conversations that we do have about this topic, is the competitive nature of the accumulation of wealth. Then, in other words, that the idea of getting enough money in order to take care of yourself is in many ways a competition with other people. It's mostly a competition for most people with an internalized voice. Somebody somewhere somehow said to you, you really need to do this, and they set it up as a reward failure kind of event. That if you didn't do it right, something terrible would happen to you, but if you did do it right, then you would win the prize. Of course, either one is true, because you can't do it wrong, you also can't do it right. There is no prize to get, and there is no failure. There's no booby prize, there's no nothing. There's just simply you being here right now. The idea of taking this notion of how much cash you have, which then turns it into money, when you try to examine it and evaluate it, turns it into money and makes it non-existent, makes it impossible to handle, makes it impossible to have. When you do that, what you're most of the time, with most people in most ways, what you're trying to do is satisfy some sort of internalized notion, some sort of thought that has arisen somewhere in some way for some reason. That the contrast it brings is eminently helpful because it does put your attention on this. But there is something that is rising up that is there to help you. Our suggestion would be that you give yourself a tremendous break. Our suggestion would be that the most practical thing that there is to notice that, yes, you do have this internalized voice. Yes, you have lots of opinions on the topic of money. But your opinions are far and few in between, very, very, very few about cash. In fact, we've never really run into anybody who has an opinion about cash dollars or pounds or euro, with one exception. And we're saying this in a very, very generalized way, but it gets to the point. The opinions that most of you have about cash in terms of the actual dollar bill or pound note or euro note is that you might have a little bit of an idea that it's covered with germs. That's usually it. When it comes to taking out a fiver, a $5 bill, a 5-pound note, a 5-euro note, and handing it to a cashier in exchange for a package of gum, in the actual idea of that, not in what you think it means or not at what it implies and not what it is a reaction to from the past, but in the actual moment of handing over your five and getting something in change, you all like that. You may not love it, you may not be enamored with it, but you like it. That's something to pay attention to. That's why buying a pack of gum is easy, because you're not really invested in it. It doesn't really matter. You either buy it or you don't buy it. And of course, the specifics that we're using here, a pack of gum, a five, these are not the important point. The important point is that when it comes to cash, dollars, pounds, or euro, you're already eminently practical. It's where the practical goes out the door is when you stop looking at what you have and start looking at what you need to get. Therein will lie all of the opinions, undoubtedly, about this very specific topic. So, as we bring this particular conversation to a close here today, the final thing that we'll say is what we love to say every single time we say it, which is, as wonderful and amazing as this conversation, this topic, this idea, and all of the amazing crop of particularly delicious points of contrast has been, they're only going to get better and better from here. And that's just absolutely positively the case, because the only thing that is happening in this conversation, the only thing that's happening anywhere, is the expansion of the unconditional love that you are.